We have all witnessed now the collapse of Venezuela under the weight of socialist policies that turned it into one of the most prosperous nations on earth, to a nation unable to feed itself or sustain itself, a nation that the grocery store shelves are empty, the hospitals don't have drugs, and people are in chaos, losing on average 29 pounds. It's quite a testament to the evils and ill of socialism, but still, there are those among us, Bernie Sanders, that think it's a great idea. Meanwhile, there's something much more important at stake here. As the Maduro regime hangs on, American pressure is being put on in the form of sanctions by the president. But you have one of the largest reserves of oil anywhere in the world under Venezuela. It should be one of the wealthiest nations still, 300 to 500 million billion barrels of recoverable oil. And my next guest, Stephen Moore, who serves as an economic advisor to the president, says we need to keep American companies involved with that energy. Stephen, welcome back.
Hi, good morning. And you are, I like your assessment. You're exactly right. And, you know, is there a better, frontal attack against the evils of socialism than to look at what's happened in Venezuela? You're so right. This should be one of the richest countries in the world. It's one of the most natural resource endowed countries in the world. And yet, you know, people are starving to death because of socialism.
It should be a case study taught at every university, every elementary school, and everything in between as a case study in the failure of political movements. I mean, you took a prosperous nation where people enjoyed a high standard of living, good health care, good nutrition, good education, and it has been completely decimated by greedy socialists. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is, and you know what it shows is all of these all of these isms, whether it's communism, socialism, Maoism, Stalinism, Bernie Sandersism, whatever you want to call them, they're all about power, and they're all about undermining the free enterprise system and giving power to politicians. And you know, I cringe when I watch those 20 Democrats on the stage talking about the wonders of, you know, more government control, more income redistribution, more taxes, more free things. That's like, they got a lot of free things. They got free food in Venezuela. It's just, there isn't any.
Right. Lots of free food, lots of free medicine, lots of free hospital care, except there are no doctors, no medicine, no bread in the stores, nothing for anyone because they've destroyed it. Now, the Maduro regime will come to a close. It's just a matter of time. And when we talk about 300 to 500 billion recoverable barrels of oil with today's technology, I put that disclaimer in there because by tomorrow, it could be more than that as technology advances. But China and Russia are eyeing Venezuela. They are coveting Venezuela. And that's why American companies, you argue, must stay involved. Please explain.
Yeah, well, it's a tricky issue. We do want to accelerate the decline of the Maduro government. And we want to make sure that it falls as quickly as possible so that, you know, the oppression and the tyranny ends. And yet when that government topples, and hopefully that's very soon, we want an American president there. We don't want – one of my worries is that, you know, guess what, two countries are just hovering over Venezuela looking to move in.
I mean, it's China and Russia. There's no question.
China and Russia, yeah,
absolutely.
Our two largest enemies. So, that we can't allow that to happen. We want to make sure that, that the new government that comes in is pro-American, pro-worker, pro-prosperity, and that has the resources to develop those amazing energy resources. I mean, they have almost more oil than Texas does. So, you know, they could get rich off of this. And we do have investment companies that invested billions of dollars there that can help them really hit the ground running. So, there's some debate going on within the administration right now about whether it makes sense to, just stop all production, even of the American companies, have them pull out, or to continue to allow them to produce while we see the government.
Well, the other problem that I see that would be quite obvious that we've seen some indication of this already. Stephen Moore with us, senior economic advisor to the president. The other problem you see is that Russia and China taking up residency in different places, along with the Cubans in Venezuela, so that they're there long term. And that's the challenge. It's not just that they come for the economics of oil, which they want desperately, but they also come with military detachments and warships, and they bring that into our hemisphere. That's not acceptable.
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes back to the Monroe Doctrine, right?
Right.
You know, that we don't allow foreign powers to take over countries in the American hemisphere, and then that's served us well. And we don't want to repeat the mistakes that we made with Cuba back in the late 1950s. We want to make sure that America has a presence there. In countries that turn away from socialism, they will look. The Venezuelans should be one of the richest countries in the world, and yet they're the poorest country, one of the poorest countries in the world. So, I'm very hopeful that this happens, and the faster we can get this government out of power, the better. And incidentally, isn't it amazing that you had a lot of Hollywood elites and so on who were saying how wonderful Hugo Chavez is? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Hugo Chavez was one of the greatest oppressors in history.
I see clowns. There's pictures of clowns like Michigan's own Michael Moore. I'm a little ashamed to say that right now. But, sucking up to this guy.
Sean Penn was one of the actors who went to Caracas and said how wonderful, Hugo Chavez is.
Bernie Sanders as well. Yeah. Bernie Sanders praising Chavez and just a couple of years ago praising all of the socialist programs of Venezuela that have turned out to be abject failures. Now, you say we need to expedite the end of the Maduro regime. But how do we do that?
Well, we have to make sure that we move in, that we have the capability to help the Venezuelans prosper, and that's why I feel so strongly that we should allow our companies like Chevron, of course, to continue to operate there, and they will facilitate a smooth transition, and it should not take long for the Venezuelans to. I believe within 5 years they could be a middle class country again.
5 years.
5 years. And if this all takes, just get the oil. You know, their oil production under Hugo Chavez and Maduro has fallen by 75 to 80%. They're so incompetent they can't even run on oil fields.
So basically, just get the tap open again. Get the tap open. Get it flowing. Get the money flowing back in. Start to point that towards critical needs. But return private land ownership, return the ability for free enterprise to return, go back to the Wealth of Nations and Adam Smith mentality, and get away from all of this garbage that has been so destructive and detrimental. I'll give you the last word, Stephen.
Well, this is an opportunity to liberate people from the oppression of socialism that we've seen in Venezuela. Anyone who believes that this would work for the United States, I always say for all these kids who say how wonderful socialism is, I'm willing to buy them a one-way ticket to Caracas. Spend a week there and then come back and see how they like socialism.
I totally agree with you on that. Of course, they're too smart for that. Trust me, they're smarter than you and I. They'll tell you so. Stephen Moore, always appreciate you taking the time to be here. Very enlightening, great conversation, and you're spot on about Venezuela. Thank you.
Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Still to come, we've got a couple other things that we want to cover for you, including the increase in bankruptcy filings. Is it an indication that our economy could have some trouble ahead? We'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
Reverse osmosis water systems from Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, provide the best drinking water you can get. Pure water has never been more important. And right now, you can register to win a brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button. Sign up for your free water test and get entered to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home, cottage, or anywhere you want it to be. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7000. 7270.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.